As a kid, I never imagined I would eat food served from the back of a truck. But not only is that now a reality, food is actually delicious. I'm Shad Berner, Vice President of Business Development with the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. Food trucks are not a terribly recent phenomenon. From chuck wagons of the 1860s to portable hot dog carts and ice cream trucks, the U.S. has a rich history of selling food out of a mobile structure. In more recent history, food trucks were known as roach coaches or gut trucks and served construction sites, factories, and other places where many blue-collar workers were gathered. The modern food truck trend really took shape in the last decade and has spread throughout the U.S. Instead of serving as just a cheap meal, food trucks now offer quality, even gourmet, food for all types of individuals. Cape has recently seen the emergence of several food trucks, adding a lot of value to our community. On various days, you can find Hinkabine Hills Farm, Dexter Queen, Two Sides Grillin', Melting Co., and the new Barbecue-licious food trucks parked somewhere around town. These trucks offer great, affordable food, and I'm sure we'll see more come in the future. As a matter of fact, I've talked to a couple just in the last few weeks about starting food trucks in Cape. If you haven't tried one yet, it's an experience worth having. You can find a food truck around Cape by watching their social media for schedules or just keeping a lookout while you drive around. In other local news, we will be cutting the ribbon on some new homes at Chateau Girardeau on Thursday the 6th. I'm Shad Berner. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.